Lisa Marie woke with a start from a bad dream, sat up suddenly, and immediately headbutted her older brother. Thunk.
Ow!
She said, which coincidentally was exactly what her brother said.
What did you do that for?
Vernon demanded, rubbing the spot on his forehead where Lisa Marie had clonked him.
I didn't do it on purpose, Lisa Marie retorted.
She looked around at her neat and tidy bedroom.
Why are you in my room? What were you doing leaning over me? Were you going to shout in my ear to wake me up?
Vernon looked hurt.
I can't believe you think I'd do that to you.
You do it at least once a week,
Lisa Marie pointed out. Vernon smirked.
Oh, yeah, so I do.
The smirk became a full-blown grin.
Okay, you got me.
Lisa Marie shuffled back so she was sitting upright in bed. She yawned, stretched, and studied her stepbrother. Are you okay? She asked.
I think so, said Vernon, but it might leave a lump.
Not your head, Lisa Marie said. I mean, are you okay after last night?
Vernon blinked.
What? Why, what happened last night?
Lisa
Marie's voice became a shrill whisper.
What do you mean, what happened last night? The teddy bears. You don't remember?
Vernon raised one eyebrow.
Teddy bears? I don't know what you're talking about, he said.
Lisa Marie gasped.
What? But...
Vernon's face split into a grin.
Sorry, couldn't resist. You should see your face, he laughed. Yes, I remember.
He shivered, recalling the army of evil teddy bears that had almost been the end of both of them.
How could I forget something like that?
Lisa Marie relaxed.
And you're okay?
Vernon nodded.
Think so. Yeah, I mean, it was all a bit...
discombobulating?
Lisa Marie guessed.
Big words were one of her favorite things, and discombobulating was one of her favorite big words. I have no idea what that means, Vernon admitted.
It sort of means disconcerting, Lisa Marie explained.
Vernon continued to look at her.
Lisa Marie sighed.
Confusing.
Right, gotcha. Couldn't you just have said that in the first place? Asked Vernon. I was going to say terrifying, but yeah, it was... disco bobbing or whatever, too.
Lisa Marie didn't bother trying to correct him. He was probably saying it wrong on purpose to annoy her.
And yes, I'm fine, Vernon said.
You? Lisa Marie reached for her glasses, which were sitting on her bedside table. She pulled them on, then nodded.
I'm okay, she confirmed.
And she was. It was surprising how okay she was, really. She'd been woken up just after midnight last night by Henrietta, the witch bear she'd made at the Create a Ted shop, and had watched helplessly as her dad and stepmom had been turned into a frog and a slug. From there, things had quickly gotten even worse, thanks to Vernon's demon vampire werewolf bear, Grizz, and his army of evil Teds. Luckily, Lisa Marie, Vernon, and a very special teddy named Bearvis had worked together to stop Grizz's evil plan. They definitely saved the town, and probably the whole world. It was a good thing it had been a Friday night, so she didn't have to get up early the next morning for...
She sat forward suddenly in bed.
Thunk! Ow! Will you stop doing that?
Vernon yelped, rubbing his forehead again.
It's Saturday, Lisa Marie said. Morning! It's Saturday morning!
And that's a good reason to headbutt me?
It's the first of November!
Vernon began to frown, but his eyebrows worked out what Lisa Marie meant before his brain did and quickly went into reverse.
Yeah, what's...
he gasped.
Dad's birthday! I mean... your dad's birthday. I mean, Steve's birthday. I mean,
I know what you mean, Lisa Marie told him.
She threw back her covers and swung her legs out of bed, forcing Vernon to jump to his feet.
Let's go and wish him a happy birthday.
Vernon nodded. Okay, he said.
Then he chewed his lip.
Think he remembers being a frog?
Not sure,
Lisa Marie admitted, taking her bathrobe off the back of her door.
Think Mom remembers being a slug?
Vernon puffed out his cheeks.
Don't know,
he said.
But I guess there's only one way to find out.